Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, brought to you by Stay in Latrobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in Latrobe? 905 Mission Road in Latrobe. Call 412-601-0706. Email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net. Online, stayinlatrobe.com. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, thisisgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. And today we're talking Derry area Trojans baseball with head coach John Flickinger about a great season for the team. Coach, good morning. Thanks for coming on today.
Good morning, TJ. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you. And before we get into your season, a few things. First, how tough was it not to have a season last year after it was canceled due to COVID?
Well, it was extremely difficult on the kids, obviously, to give them that year of playing. We had one senior on our team, and I feel deeply for him. Some other teams had a lot more, and they missed that entire season. I had one, Austin Psycho, and, you know, like I said, I feel for him because, you know, we did have an outstanding season this year, and he wasn't able to enjoy that. And I felt that last year we would have had another nice season with Austin included in that. Mm-hmm. But that didn't occur. And, you know, I think that hurt our juniors becoming seniors this year as well, because they could have got that much more action and saw so many more things. Because, as I always say, you have to play the game, and the more you play it, the more situations you're involved in, and the better you become when that situation arises again.
Now, you've been the head coach for 10 years. Talk about how you have seen this team develop and grow over that time.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a head coach, yes, 21 years total as a coach at Derry, as far as varsity baseball. So I have coached and seen a lot of things, TJ, and, you know, I've coached a lot of great men. I coached my brother, believe it or not.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is scary, isn't it?
we'll talk about him a little later.
Right, okay. I'm sure we will. We won't leave him out.
Yes.
But, you know, with that said, you know, just in the amount of years that have gone by and the changes that have occurred, you know, I've had some outstanding men. I've had some great teams. The one thing that eluded us all of those years is the section title. And we had so many opportunities. We really did. It was right in front of us several times, but we never could grab it. But to answer your question, you know, in 10 years of being the head coach, I think, you know, and I thank my assistants and you know, the school district for, you know, providing me with the facilities and things like that, to have a middle school program. That has certainly helped us, you know, to be able to build a program. But we've always kind of, you know, teetered on the border of, you know, we're in the playoffs, we'll make it here, you know, occasionally. Mm-hmm. You know, we're waiting for a, you know, really a breakout season to have that opportunity to win a title again. And luckily we got that chance this year.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that here coming up. Now, before we get into all the accomplishments this year, everybody had to deal with COVID, and we still are. So how did the team, the coaches, handle the whole situation, and what did you guys learn from it?
Well, I mean, the way we handled it was, you know, we just, you know, talked to the guys, you know, tried to get them to, you know, play summer baseball, and many of them did, which was nice. I mean, we didn't really have a hold of those kids once the school, you know, was out, so to speak, and you know, we couldn't do much with them other than just talk with them and encourage them to play. And like I said, that you know, became a difficult situation at times because of a shutdown. You know, there'd be a shutdown even in the summertime with some of those teams. You know, they would shut down for a little while. So the consistency was tough. But as a coaching staff, we knew what you know, we were capable of as a team. We knew those those guys played together a lot, and that's what they continued to do as much as they could in the summer, and that's kind of how we coped with it. And then heading into this season, you know, at Derry, you have a lot of guys, especially guys on our roster, who play multiple sports. So they were, working on some baseball on the side, but they were also playing their other sports as well, which I always encourage.
Now, this season, you guys went 8-2 in, you're in 3A Section 3, 12-5 overall, Section Champs, which you mentioned. You guys beat New Brighton 10-0, first round of the playoffs, and lost to McGuffey 2-0 in the quarterfinals. The section title, that was the first time since 1992, and the first playoff win against New Brighton, that was the first playoff win for Derry in 17 years. So just talk about the season and how special it was.
Well, it was quite a ride, and it all started, it seemed like, you know, it was only a couple months removed, but it just seemed like it took forever. We had a lot of adversity we went through, you know. Early in the season, we were supposed to open up with a nice tournament. We were invited to from Latrobe coach Matt Bassiano over at Greater Latrobe. Mm-hmm. They had a tournament there with Baldwin and Latrobe. We were supposed to open up with them. We had another exhibition game planned before our section, and all three of those games were washed out because of COVID. We had a COVID shutdown here at the school just 2 days before that exhibition tournament, and you know, the guys were hurt. I mean, we had two scrimmages. The weather was nice. We were practicing, and then all of a sudden, I get a call from my villain athletic director at the time. I feel bad for the athletic directors and the school nurses more than anybody. You know, our school nurse, Wendy Angus, you know, every time she walked into a room or a cafeteria, everybody kind of perked up, like, who's she going to come get next?
Oh, gosh.
You know, that was the scary part. But, you know, all kidding aside, you know, Brett Miller informing me, you know, we're shut down and athletics are shut down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to tell the kids that. And, of course, that's a downer. And we don't play those three. So, you know, bottom line is we start our first couple of games into section. And we played a, you know, very formidable playoff, a team that ended up making the playoffs and winning a playoff game. We played Valley, and they were scrappy, and they beat us 3-2 in game one. And game two, we had the lead, and we lost that. And next thing you know, we're down, you know, 0-2 in the section, and we only have 10 section games. So, you know, our goals kind of were to just take it one game at a time. You hear that cliche all the time. But our guys were serious about that. We met in the locker room. And, you know, the bottom line is we have such a great group of young men. And, you know, we all met in the locker room and they all said, hey, look, we can't change this. We have to move forward. And it was a serious conversation. And they really honestly did it. And, you know, our goal was now to win the next game. And hopefully when it's all said and done with, we'll get a postseason appearance. And then all of a sudden you win a couple, you win another one. You scratch out another win, and all of a sudden you're in the last two section games of your season, knowing that if you win both of them, not only do you get in the playoffs, which we already qualified for, but now we have a chance to win the section. And those guys were just they knew. I mean, they just you know, their eyes were lit up because they knew that we still had a chance after all that adversity, you know. And then during the season as well, TJ, I didn't even mention this, but you know, we had guys that were out because of quarantine. We had to have other guys step in and play, and I'm sure other teams did as well. But it was a total team effort with our guys, and I told them every one of those kids on our roster made an impact, you know, and there was never any complaining. And I think when you look at teams overall and the amount of years that I've coached, I've had some really good teams. I've had some teams that were, you know, maybe not as good as baseball players, but they were hard-nosed and they won a lot of games because of that. This year, I had a team that was unselfish, that would go out and do whatever you asked them to do. I had a gentleman who scored 18 runs this season just as a courtesy runner. He was a senior, Jaden Jackson.
Wow.
And that was his role, and he knew that was his role. You know, he got to play maybe three or four innings, got one at bat all year, never complained. I've had guys, you know, seniors sitting on the bench, never complained, but they were, you know, up in the games and in the dugout. I could go on and on about that, but it was a selfless team that just battled and battled and then gave us a chance at the end. And we were able to play two really, you know, great games that could have went either way to clinch it in the end. So it was quite a ride, but, you know, all in all, I just, you know, I love all these guys. I mean, they were so easy to coach. When you have a team that's motivated, like this team was, it makes coaching so much easier. When you come to practice and you see the guys down there ready to practice every day, that doesn't happen every year. And like I said, I've been doing this a long time. And, you know, there's been a few teams that have done that. There's, you know, a handful of teams. But this team was just, it was so fun to coach. Not just because of the wins. You know, it was just everything. It's the character of the kids, the personalities of the kids, the way they treat others. That's what made it special this year.
Perfect segue, because you talk about motivation. And now I know winning a section title was a huge goal for this team, because I read a quote from you, and you said that we're talking about the team, we're sick and tired of seeing the 1992 banner up there. It's been way too long. They want to win a section title, and they told me a couple years ago that that is what they were shooting for. So, I mean, you talked about the motivation, but that's just great that this team, you know, had their sights set on that goal of winning a section title.
Well, if you can write a book, you know, just based upon what I just told you about our ride this season, that was the plan of attack. And I would always like to just kind of throw that in there that, you know, your old man coach that you have was on the last section title team.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted them to get sick and tired of hearing that. I didn't want to see that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, especially when, you know, there were so many opportunities throughout the years and it just didn't work out. And not that the program was failing. I mean, the program was doing okay. You know, we were winning games, but it was that section title was eluding us.
Mm-hmm.
And, when these kids were in middle school, they were really good. And what I think some people don't understand is, TJ, in middle school, some teams can be very good, but that does not mean that they're going to go up to the varsity level and be dominant.
Yeah.
And that's a perception that some people don't understand. But this group I knew were going to be, because I knew their work ethic and the chemistry that they had together and the way they played together. And that was their goal. I mean, they were saying this as freshmen, as sophomore. You know, that, and then they didn't have a junior year. And that was kind of, you know, I'm sure scary for them, especially when you start out your senior year 0-2 and they're thinking, oh my gosh, we're not going to get that banner.
Yeah.
But they did. And it gives me goosebumps to even say that now, you know, because you're right. I did make those quotes and I did say that, and they did mean that. It was just kind of, we didn't envision having to win 8 in a row just to win it, because mm-hmm. if we lose any games along that line, if we lose any, in the section along that road, then we do not get a section title. No. So that's what makes the 2021 up there a lot more special.
I bet. And another thing that has to be special, the playoff win over New Brighton, I mentioned earlier, the first in 17 years, and that was also your first as a head coach. So how special was that for you and the team?
Oh, that was awesome. I'm going to tell you, again, as I talk, I get goosebumps, because we're not too far removed from the season,
yeah.
TJ. In fact, I'm doing all section things right now, so in my mind, it's so fresh. But first of all, you know, the WPIAL, you know, I kind of thought we would get either a 4 or 5 seed just because, you know, we're not consistent in the playoffs, so we're not going to get, you know, a top three.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they put the venue at La Trobe was just, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better atmosphere. In my years of coaching, we have won 3 first-round playoff games. I was an assistant for all 3 of those. I believe the games that we won, one was at Indiana, one was I can't even remember. I think Westmoreland Community College, and the other one was at Freeport. I know that because we beat Burrell. They were all away. This one felt like a home game. I mean, you know, standing there in the third base coaching box and looking up on the hill a couple times over at La Trobe and seeing the amount of people and community support that we had, those kids, our kids, fed off of that. They were so pumped up. I mean, what an atmosphere. You couldn't ask for anything better. And then we go out and we just, we really dominate a pretty good team. I mean, they play in a good conference. All of their games were close with a team that's actually in the finals in Hopewell. And we, you know, we were really dominant. And that was so nice to see. I mean, that was another memory for these kids and myself that I'll never forget, being able to play so close to home and to have the community support of our fans and, you know, people, you know, welcoming us. And even when we won the section, I have to give a shout out to those who came back to the school. You know, I'm not real big on like fire truck brigades bringing you in after a section title, because you know there are some teams that win year in and year out, and and you know, but for us in that situation, that was a special year. I mean, when you haven't won something in 30 years, you know, for the New Alec and Bradenville Fire Department, and I know Derry wanted to be involved too, but they had other things going on that night, to bring us back to the school, that was just a special moment, you know, for all of us, and I think it was well deserved. But I know I'm jumping all over, but the playoff game was simply just incredible, and that'll be one that those kids never forget.
And we're talking with Derry Area Trojans baseball coach John Flickinger on DeStefano's Den, brought to you by Stay in Latrobe on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, thisisgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. Now, Coach, you had a very good group this year. You mentioned earlier you only graduated one player after 2020, so you returned a lot of people with a lot of experience. So just talk about some of the guys and the job they did this year.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great group of seniors, and it starts with pitching. I mean, our pitching was phenomenal. Paul Kuntz, who overcame a football injury to have a tremendous baseball season this year. You know, he was 3-0. He had a 1.7 earned run average, 29 strikeouts, and these are all fresh in my mind now because I'm you know, vying for them for you know, the honors they deserve. You know, he pitched a complete game shutout in the section. He also pitched a complete game shutout in that playoff game for us. It starts with that. Josh Ullery, he just had an incredible season, not only on the mound but at the plate. But pitching-wise, when you have a 1-2 punch like that, Kuntz and Ullery, it was great. I thought it was going to be a good season with them, and it turned out to be. Ullery pitched our section title game and just gutted out a 2-1 win, and boy did he pitch well. Complete game. I think he only gave up 4 hits in that game. He won some big games for us this year as well. None bigger than that one. Just two gritty kids going at it. And then, you know, we had, you know, guys like Ryan Hood, who came in and gave us good innings. Ryan Bushy, who is an infielder but can also pitch because he's just an athlete, you know, and an athlete can do a little bit of anything, and that's what he did for us. He came in and threw as well. Nick Detour as well gave us some innings when we needed them. But you know, when you look at overall, I look at my senior group. Matt McDowell had an outstanding season defensively. I asked that he have a better offensive year, and he certainly did that. He batted .440 in the section.
Wow.
He came through with some key hits, stole bases. I mean, you know, our kids stole a total of this doesn't count section game, this is just overall, but we stole 60 bases this season.
Wow, that's impressive.
In 17 games, that's you know, so you know, I give credit, and again, When I look at the key cogs to our team, you know, I look at the starting guys. I mean, Bushy had a great season. You know, he batted .400. Sam Jones, also a kid that you know, really struggled at the plate in past years. He really stepped up his game. He had some huge hits for us. You know, and as I mentioned, McDowell, Elijah Penich, we put as a DH. We had some kids quarantining and some injuries. He stepped in and he stayed in because he was able to come up with some big hits. Lucas Ray, a junior, is another guy who came through for us. Nick Thomas, a couple of big hits for us. And again, as I'm telling you this, it's something that I said everybody kind of played a role in this, or it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Our catcher, Braden Mikanak, he didn't hit real high for average, but he had an on-base percentage of over .500 because he drew walks and he did a lot of things. So he didn't get that many at-bats. So his chances to increase the average, but it didn't matter to him because he got on base.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he did outstanding defensively as well. And I certainly don't want to miss anybody. I know I mentioned Ryan Hood as well. Antonio Hauser, he suffered a concussion in one of our games. He was getting a lot of playing time, too. He's just a sophomore, as well as Ashton Bigley, only a sophomore. So, you know, we have guys, TJ, who are in the waiting, so to speak, but we are losing a tremendous, tremendous group.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's actually where I was going to go next. Now we shift from this year to next year. So you're, how many are you going to lose next year, and how many do return?
Well, I had 10 seniors.
Wow.
This year. And out of those 10 seniors, five starters.
Oh, my.
So, and again, you know, that includes a DH, too, that could have went either way. But the good news is for us, we have four juniors who have gotten a ton of experience.
That's good.
A couple of sophomores that got a lot of experience this year as well. Those will be our six returning lettermen. A junior this year that was the Jake Watson, who got injured and missed all of the season. Actually, he came back right at the end there, playoff time, but looking for him to step up next year as well. So it's definitely reloadable.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are going to have to play baseball, and I told him that when we met. I said, guys, you have to play baseball this summer. I know there's other things going on. You can work at those other things, but summertime is baseball time if you want to get better.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping they all do, and they all see some of the situations that occur, you know, not only during the season, but also, you know, in the playoffs. Because when you get to the playoffs, it's a whole different ballgame. Everybody has to step it up, and it's, you know, every team is good. So I'm excited about what we have coming back. But like I said, this group of seniors that are going to be, you know, graduating did graduate already, I should say, they provide not only good baseball, but they provide leadership and a lot of it. And someone else in this junior sophomore class from this year, or freshman class coming up, because there's another good group there, they're going to have to start stepping that up if they want to consistently do the things that we did in 2021.
And you talked about some juniors and sophomores. Now, what about some of these other younger kids that are coming up? Are they going to get any opportunities to play, or how's all that going to pan out next year?
Yeah. Well, when you lose this many seniors, you know, the door's open.
Yeah.
And, you know, the opportunities for some of the freshmen from this year. And again, there's a talented group there too, coming up, and they're going to, be vying for. There's going to be a lot of doors open next year. I think a lot of good competition. Mm-hmm. To see who's going to step up. But I've always said this, and I've always felt this way, I guess, is what I'm trying to say about, you know, a team, especially here at Derry. I mean, we don't have a ton to pick from.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the other schools. If a freshman is good enough to play at the varsity level, they're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
If a freshman has to play because we don't have, you know, the right guys, so to speak, or the right numbers, then that's sometimes difficult on them and almost not fair to them, because they're not ready yet, but you have to plug them in. Sure, they're getting the experience, but it would be nice to see them play some JV first. I think next year for us, I think some of the freshmen from this year will certainly have an opportunity, without a doubt, to crack the starting lineup in the varsity level. The incoming freshmen, you know, I'm hoping I don't have to use them for anything more than to get the experience at the JV level. But, you know, we'll see about that, because if they're good enough to play, they'll play.
And how are your numbers roster-wise?
Oh, numbers are perfectly fine. I mean, even though we lose 10 seniors, you know, we had to have tryouts in middle school this year. We could only keep 15.
Oh,
so
wow.
The middle school had 15. We had a nice group of freshmen. I think seven or eight who stuck it out after middle school, which actually is a good number. A decent amount of juniors coming back next year, and our sophomore class is right around six or seven as well. So we should be up right around the same numbers as we had this year, total in our program, freshman through senior, right around 28 to 30.
That's good.
And that's good, yeah, at this level.
And I was going to say, especially as you mentioned earlier, Derry, a small district, you know, and it's hard to get, you know, there's not a lot of kids.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I've been fortunate. You know, it's kind of a bubble here, I think I mentioned that to another media source at some point or other. I said that I've been fortunate, but I've also, you know, the middle school program is certainly something that helps that. And you know, it's tough too, because at Derry, you know, even in the middle school program, you have middle school track, I know they're trying to get middle school volleyball, and I understand why all of those coaches would want a middle school program to try to, you know, keep the kids together. But I think that's the most important thing. In baseball, it would be easy to say Teener League keeps these kids together, but it keeps the kids playing baseball, TJ. Yeah. What keeps them together is when they play together. And in the Teener League, they don't all play together. They play on different teams, and it's and the league is fantastic, and what they do for kids is just tremendous. But the fact that we have a middle school program is not because, you know, well, you know, we got to do that and Teener League. It's the fact that you want these kids to be able to play together, you know, seventh and eighth grade, and then all the way up through, because it becomes chemistry, like you saw this year.
As we're getting ready to wrap up, I mentioned we're going to have to bring up Dan. Now, I have it on good authority from him, and I do wonder about him sometimes, and I know you do as well.
But he's finally getting married, though, TJ. I mean,
I know it took how long?
Time.
Yeah,
right.
But anyway, I hear from him that Derry has the best bat boy in the WPIAL, and that's your son Hayden. So tell me about that.
Hayden, he loves to be around the kids. He went to graduation with me on Wednesday. He had to get pictures with all the kids. I mean, it was just unbelievable. He loves to do it. And here's the thing. And now that you bring up Hayden, the guys are awesome to him. And that's what makes a difference.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter if a player struck out three times or not. Hayden would be right there saying, "Great job." You know,
awesome.
That just goes to show it doesn't really matter win or lose. But no, he is an awesome bat boy, by the way. He got a lot of experience. He even did some Seton Hill baseball.
Wow.
Being the bat boy. But I'll tell you what, he's learning a lot of baseball through doing that.
I bet.
And that saves my job a little bit of having to teach him everything. But thank you for bringing him up. And he loves his Uncle Dan for helping him out there at Seton Hill, and he was with me. He would get taken out of school early every day if I could do that, to take him to every game.
Yeah,
that's how much it matters to him.
Well, again, I had no idea about that until Dan told me. I actually asked him. I said, "What should I ask your brother in this interview?" And of course, he didn't give me anything else, you know, substantive. But he gave me that, so that was cool though.
Yeah. Well, you guys talk all the time. I know. I listen to you every week. You do a great job.
Thank you,
TJ. But when you have Dan on, you know, you always like to jag him and ring the bell for him and things like that. But you know, when he did announce that he was getting married, I think there were bells ringing everywhere, because they were all saying, "It's about time you married that wonderful woman of yours, Kelly."
That's right. You know what? Since we're talking about that here, I have the bell, so we'll ring it for him now in his honor.
Let's do it.
There it is.
All right, Dan. Congratulations.
Yes, definitely. Well, John, thank you very much for coming on today. Congratulations on a great season this year at Derry, and best of luck in the future, and I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, TJ. Derry should be very proud of this team, and I appreciate all the coverage from you as well. So I will talk with you soon.
Yep, take care. And that was Derry Area Trojans baseball coach John Flickinger. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning, brought to you by Stay in La Trobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in La Trobe? 905 Mission Road in La Trobe. Call 412-601-0706. Email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net and online www.stayinlatrobe.com. You can like DeStefano's Den on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday here on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.